Hello and welcome. My name's Mirella Fox and I'm a counsellor. Today I'm going to speak to you about self-care. In counselling with a lot of my clients, I discuss self-care. I feel it's so important to be aware of what things you can do to help yourself. So today, what is self-care? Though the term sounds incredibly simple, many are confused on the actual definition of self-care. The truth of the matter is, self-care encompasses an uncomplicated yet multifaceted meaning. In the simplest of terms, it's care provided by you and for you. For a lot of us, the first thing that comes to mind is sitting in the fancy massaging chairs at the salon while someone performs a much-needed and overdue pedicure. But let's think outside the box here for a bit and discover what all self-care really entails. What are the benefits of self-care? Quality of life as a whole is affected by balancing output and input. If your output is greater than your input, you probably aren't functioning at full capacity. It's similar to only putting enough gas in the car to get through the task at hand. When you practice self-care, your tank remains equipped to fulfill that which you are demanding each day. When balance is achieved, the benefits of self-care include mental clarity. Your brain needs pampering to function properly. It requires nourishment, rest, and stimulation to keep firing on all cylinders. A healthier immune system. When you're taking care of your body, your immune system gets a good old boost of goodness to keep fighting. Much like your brain, your immune system requires proper nutrients, but also rest and rejuvenation to fight off the nasty cold and flu season. Increase physical endurance. Have you ever heard the saying, a body in motion stays in motion? It's pretty simple, really. Proper maintenance is a key for anything to go further and last longer. Improved self-esteem. When we feel good, we feel good. Creating time specifically devoted to self-care provides the perfect avenue to steer clear of negative self-talk and beating ourselves up. Instead, we're moving in the direction of better health, which boosts confidence and self-esteem. And who does not want that? More of you. Being well-versed in self-care might seem a bit selfish, but it's the complete opposite. Self-care replenishes our resources to be able to give. You can't give away what you don't have, right? Where do I start? Understanding the why of self-care is only the beginning. Hopefully this knowledge will be enough to inspire you to actively incorporate some self-care into your life. Take some personal evaluation and remember, this is about you. First up, ask yourself some questions. What makes me happy? What do I enjoy doing? When do I feel my best? Get to know yourself. Self-discovery is part of the whole process. If you've always wanted to try ballroom dancing classes but never have given it a chance, go for it. You'll cover psychological, spiritual, physical and social self-care activities by learning the foxtrot. Based on your answers, you'll find the right direction for your self-care routine. No two people are the same, and each person's self-care rituals are going to be a little different than the next, and that's okay. Self-care is not about anyone else. It's about you and restoring your mind, body and spirit. It's about carving out time to rejuvenate our lives and live a more purposeful and meaningful existence. It's about you taking care of you. I hope you've enjoyed this. For more information, please see my website, www.mirellafoxcounselling.co.uk. I hope to speak to you again soon. Take care.